If you feel like you're never enough, if no matter what you achieve, it never quite lands, never quite settles, I want you to know that feeling has a name, and it does not get to write the story of who you are. This is your space. This is your 10 minutes, and today we are going to gently put that voice down. Hi there, I'm Martin. This is the Calming Anxiety Podcast, your daily sanctuary. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and before that, I spent my life as a frontline paramedic. So if anyone understands how heavy it feels to carry the weight of not enough and still keep showing up, it's me. Whatever brought you here today, I'm glad you found 10 minutes for yourself. And if you'd like this kind of support to follow you through the day, why not try the Anchored app? There's a link in the show notes. It's on Android and iOS. Now let's begin. Find your quiet place, somewhere comfy. You can choose to sit or lie down, whatever you prefer. And if it's safe, close your eyes. Let's start as we always do, with the breath. Nothing complicated today. No counting, no holding for a set number. Just breathe in gently through your nose and then pause a moment at the top. And then, as you breathe out, I want you to do something different. I want you to actually notice the beauty of the exhale. Notice how it asks nothing of you. It doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to achieve anything. It simply leaves. Let's do that again. Breathe in, then pause. And now breathe out. And really feel the kindness in that release. One more time. In. Hold gently and out, slow and soft, like something settling. Let your shoulders drop a little further each time you do this. There's nothing to get right here. The out-breath is already enough, just as it is, and so are you. Feel the way your chest rises, expands, how it draws your belly with it as you inhale. When you pause between the in and the out, just smile. And then with every out-breath, release the negative anchors of your past, like the deepest sigh at the end of a busy day, and feel the weight just evaporating. Just a moment of time, a gift to your soul. Relax now, deeply and softly, within the beauty of a moment, floating down further and further. I want to say something to the part of you that keeps score, the part of you that adds up the day and still decides it wasn't enough. That part of you is tired, and it's allowed to rest now. So let these words land, even if you don't believe them yet. You don't have to believe them. Just let them in. Listen to them. Feel them. My worth was never a number I was supposed to reach. I am not behind. I am exactly where I am the things I haven't finished. Do not cancel out the things I have done. I am allowed to rest without earning it first. Breathe in, pause, and as you breathe out, imagine that breath carrying just a little more of that score-keeping voice away with it. Here's something my years as a paramedic taught me, oddly enough. In an emergency, nobody ever asked if the person in front of me had achieved enough that day to deserve help. Worth was never the question. It was simply there, underneath everything, the whole time. That's true for you too. Not because of what you've achieved today, just because you're here. So once more, relax, imagine, and repeat. I am not behind in life. I am living it exactly on time. I do not have to prove I am enough to the people who love me. They already know. The voice that tells me I'm never enough is not the truth. It's just an old habit, and habits can change. I have always belonged here, even on the days I forget. I release the need to prove myself today. I am allowed to simply exist without justifying it. I am whole, not because of what I've done, but because of who I am. Now just float here, within this feeling. No checklist, no scorecard, just you, breathing exactly enough. And to continue with this sense of self-worth, of enlightenment, here are your three daily caring tips. 1. The evidence log. Tonight, write down one thing, just one, that you did today that had nothing to do with achievement and everything to do with being human. A kind word, a deep breath, showing up tired anyway. It counts. 2. The permission pause. Next time you catch yourself thinking, I should have done more, stop and ask. Says who? Often there's no real authority behind that voice, just an old habit. Question it before you believe it. And 3. The score reset. At the end of each day this week, instead of asking, did I do enough, try asking, was I kind to myself today? Now that is a better scorecard, and it's one you can actually win. Now, take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, wiggle your fingers and toes. Bring your awareness back into the room, back to the surface beneath you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. What you did today, choosing to sit with this instead of running from that never enough feeling, that takes courage, my friend. That is not nothing. that is everything. Thank you. Have a lovely day. No sales pitch today. No. I just want you to take care of you. Truly. This is about you. Don't give up, please. You're as deserving of happiness and self-worth as any of the other 8 billion souls on this planet. So simply, be kind.